The Doug Wright Show, live from the Iowa caucuses in Des Moines on KSL News Radio.
We were at the Trump rally in Council Bluffs in the afternoon. We were at the Hillary rally last night over at Lincoln High School.
Don't forget, our Doug Wright is live from New Hampshire today, starting 1 hour from now.
Live from Cleveland.
While she didn't pay the price she should have paid, she's going to pay that price when November 8th rolls around.
The Doug Wright Show, from the floor of the Republican National Convention.
Our live team coverage of the Democratic National Convention begins with KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson in Philadelphia.
Deb Henry was a Bernie Sanders committee member in Utah.
I think they're probably going to have to sleep on that whole speech and work on that over time.
19-year-old Rahul Mukherjee is the youngest Democrat delegate.
I'm going to help them out, and I'll be a part of the Democratic Party working to strengthen this party over time.
Hillary Clinton must become the next President of the United States.
Joining us live on the KSL Newsline is Democratic political consultant James Carville, who is out with a new book entitled We're Still Right and They're Still Wrong. Good morning, James.
Good morning, good morning. One of my favorite places in the United States, Big Bad Kitty from Salt Lake City.
The new law is changing the availability of a drug that can almost immediately counter the effects of an opiate-based drug overdose.
Now police in Cottonwood Heights, Salt Lake City, and Emory and Carbon counties will begin carrying rescue kits. And one group is working to get it into the hands of more users and their families.
Pull off red safety guard.
This is the sound of a naloxone auto-injector kit. It's by far the most expensive of so-called rescue kits, now much more available to many more people here in Utah. Theo Haskins used a more common nasal mist kit to save her son's life just days after she had obtained it.
I was yelling at him, shaking him, pushing him. The puppy was jumping on his head, trying to get his attention, and there was no response.
In the past 9 months, Utah Naloxone has handed out hundreds of rescue kits, and they say so far they can account for 46 lives saved.
It's something that we're very happy to hear, but on the flip side of it, it's also something that's very alarming.
Breaking news. We now know the name of the West Valley City police officer who died in the line of duty earlier this morning. West Valley Police Chief Lee Russo says 25-year-old Cody Brotherson died after he was hit by a car fleeing officers around 3:30 this morning.
Unfortunately, the officer succumbed to his injuries at the scene.
Three suspects are in custody. Officer Brotherson is the second officer to die in the line of duty in 2016.
Amanda Cronin made special red, white, and blue outfits for her 3-year-old and 5-month-old daughters.
She's meeting Daddy for the first time.
Tech Sergeant Andrew Cronin Skyped in the hospital room to see her birth. And this was what it was like when he came off the plane and held her the first time.
It's just a good feeling to be home. And
he has 5 months of diaper duty.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Now, Donald Trump tells us that he is very, very smart. I'm afraid that when it comes to foreign policy, he is very, very not smart.
Please welcome with me the next president of the United States, John Kasich.
Governor John Kasich kicked off this very busy day of politics. The first speech that he had scheduled was at Utah Valley University. Now the last one is going to be at Davis High School. However, traffic problems could prevent that from starting on time.
It was the troublemakers led by Newt Gingrich, me as budget committee chairman, the Republicans in the House and the Senate who hadn't been in charge in 40 years who created a dynamic for economic growth and forced Clinton to sign a balanced budget agreement.
My candidate, Donald Trump, has at times in his life been crude. Their candidate, Hillary Clinton, is corrupt and dishonest and dangerous.
We sure appreciate your time, Mr. and Mrs. Gingrich, joining us this morning. Thank you so much.
But the thing is, I'm a rebel. I'm sick and tired of $19 trillion deficit. And Cruz was in the Congress. Nothing's been done about lowering the deficit. I'm tired. I'm tired of the current Congress. They're not doing anything. I'm just angry.
We're going to keep you up to date on these tragic fires in Tooele. Just moved so quickly and took out 10 homes and structures. We're going to keep you up to date on that because now authorities are saying perhaps this was intentional. That is a pretty big deal.
Oh, it's more than a big deal. I don't know what he's going to do.
Fire was moving quickly enough that the additional engines and units that were coming in were all sent to this area to try to start saving these houses.
The very warm temperatures, that's obviously not good for the firefighters, especially if there's an afternoon fire. The humidity level's very, very low. I mean, they've been hovering between 10 and 20% in the afternoons. That's when they're the lowest. So that's quite dry. And then, of course, along with that, the wind gusts.
He has no clothes, no nothing. He was able to throw on shorts. shoes and a shirt, no underwear, no socks, no no nothing.
It's pretty terrible, but what can you do? I wanted to see it as well, you know. You see it on TV or whatever, and you don't really get a close-up good look at it, and it's just carnage.
Call this number, 801-575-HOPE, 801-575-4673, to make a donation. Remember, sometimes it takes the worst in humanity, or humanity at its worst, to bring out the best in humanity. Let's help these people today.
The first presidential debate is over, and both sides are declaring victory after a night of trading jabs.
She doesn't have the look. She doesn't have the stamina.
I have no reason to believe that he's ever going to release his tax returns, because there's something he's hiding.
I want us to heal our country and bring it together, because that's, I think, the best way for us to get the future that our children and our grandchildren deserve.
Secretary Clinton, thank you. Mr. Trump, you have 2 minutes.
Well, I actually agree with that. I agree with everything she said.
I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. Breaking news from the White House affecting Utah's Four Corners area. We can now confirm President Obama plans to make an announcement declaring a new national monument covering the Bear's Ears area of San Juan County. The announcement to come this afternoon. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson begins our live team coverage. New Utah Monument. From the state capitol, Paul.
Well, Jeff, in a press call today, the White House officials did announce that the president is going to designate 1.3 million acres in the Bears Ears area as a national monument. Officials with the Obama administration say the area has been offered as a place to be protected for over 80 years.
With live team coverage, I'm Becky Bruce. San Juan County Commissioner Phil Wyman is furious.
Not happy with the 1.35 at all.
He describes the use of the Antiquities Act in this case as dysfunctional.
I'd love to see, you know, a President Trump come in and reverse it, and not just reverse it, but to clean up all of the dysfunctional land use things that are in place over the last 2 decades.
The formal announcement from President Obama on the new monument is yet to come. Remember, he is in Hawaii.
The reduction in size does not really change the undemocratic nature of a unilateral executive decree. President Obama, you have offended every person in San Juan County.
Congress is responsible for the disposition of the federal lands and the public lands in our state. They have to contact the state of Utah. They have to be involved. That's what it says in the Federal Land Policy Management Act. You will adhere to the greatest extent possible to local, state, county plans. They did not do that. They ignored us. They continue to ignore us. But they will not ignore us in the future.
Bernie Sanders has spent the last hour talking to supporters at This Is a Place Heritage Park, and he says the United States has a shameful voter turnout numbers.
And yet you have Republican governors and legislatures all over this country who are trying to suppress the vote.
Voters are going to the polls in Delaware, Maryland, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania, where the polls close in just 1 hour, and we can start getting results then, too. Hillary Clinton's husband, Bill, says it's simple. You need to vote for the most experienced candidate.
You cannot afford to elect a president who has to go to school to figure out what to do about this to keep bad things from happening.
The curtain is closing on the Cruz campaign, with one aide predicting a somber night for Ted Cruz, who issued this last blast, oh, what a blast, at Donald Trump this morning.
The man is utterly amoral. Morality does not exist for him.
That was the tip of the iceberg. Cruz called Trump a pathological liar, a narcissist, a philanderer. Trump isn't even bothering to hang around Indiana. He's now comfortably waiting for the results at Trump Tower in New York.
I have renewed faith, deeper faith, that the Lord will show me the way forward and fulfill the purpose of my life. Thank you, and God bless.
And you've been listening to Republican presidential candidate John Kasich dropping out of the GOP race.
They met this week at the Utah State Capitol. Hundreds of Vietnam veterans honored for their service in a controversial war.
Please render the Trump a hand salute.
There are people like John Forsman.
Or a forgotten warrior in many ways.
There are more than 7 million living veterans of the Vietnam War in the United States. Gary Harder, executive director of the Department of Veterans and Military Affairs, says even decades later, events like this are important to those still finding their way home, like one who attended the event.
This is
40 years later, and said he just said that this gentleman today just said, it's the first time I've told somebody that I'm a Vietnam veteran. So to answer your question, yes, it's still necessary.
And we're following this storm and hearing the reports from outside. Kevin, what's going on?
Severe line of storms coming through with this second wave. Now, overnight and early this morning, flooding rains. We're talking 2-3 inches across parts of Roosevelt and Duchesne and down towards Sunnyside and Carbon County and Price. But this afternoon, the story is this line that's coming across the Wasatch. 70-mile-an-hour winds, lightning, thunder, and we've had 2 to 3 reports of funnel clouds throughout parts of Davis and Weber County. We've had some viewer video coming in through Facebook and other sources. There's some rotation out there. No confirmed touchdowns of any kind of tornadoes. But
and Kevin, just to jump in, this is Dave Cawley from the KSL Newsroom. We just saw a tweet from the National Weather Service there saying they have confirmed that one of those funnel clouds did touch down near Riverdale. They're saying it's a confirmed tornado. They saw that signature on the radar. So it sounds like that severe storm was, in fact, capable of spawning a tornado.
I thought I was going to die.
That's Cadet Thompson. He was out in the storm running yesterday with several other junior ROTC members.
I felt leaves hitting me like rocks in the back.
It was strong. It was really strong.
Thompson was a little behind. He says he was sucked in, the storm throwing him about 10 feet.
You know, it's a tornado, and it has such power to lift trees out of grounds. Like, there's huge trees in my community park that are just torn out of the ground.
The focus of the political world certainly here, with some 5,000 journalists expected to cover the debate today. Security around the Thomas and Mack Center is tight. Utah GOP Chairman James Evans says, obviously, it is a big one for Donald Trump.
I think this debate's going to answer that question. I think if Donald Trump does very well in this debate, you're going to see perhaps a shifting back towards Donald Trump.
My wife, Julie, and I, we got a 15-year-old daughter. Do you think I can look her in the eye and tell her that I endorse Donald Trump for president when he acts like this?
A scenic flight over the Wasatch Mountains came to an abrupt end this afternoon as a small plane came down up Farmington Canyon. But it could have been much, much worse. KSL News Radio's Jeffrey Thatcher has the details live. Jeffrey?
Jeff, all three people inside the plane were able to walk away without injuries. Sergeant Deanne Servi says, in the rough landscape, it's a great but unexpected result.
This Farmington Canyon is just brutal. Steep canyons, it's very rugged terrain.
She says the pilot was able to maneuver and land the plane onto the narrow dirt Farmington Canyon Road.
Initial investigation found the plane right on the roadways.
The canyon is closed while investigators continue to try and figure out what exactly happened.
Evan McMullen continues to say he has a viable chance and he is a better choice, but Fox Business host Lou Dobbs sent out a tweet dismissing McMullen, calling him a globalist and Mormon Mafia tool. So overnight, the hashtag Mormon Mafia took over Twitter.
Michael, I'm tired of this Lou Dobbs guy. He's always pointing fingers at what he calls the Mormon Mafia. I want you to send Luca over to his place. I want Luca to knock respectfully on his door. And then, when the door opens, just barge in there and fold all his laundry.
More on the KSL Voter Guide each day this week, right here on KSL News Radio.
It's open enrollment time for the Affordable Care Act, and many people are finding that it's not as affordable as promised.
Big premium increases both in private coverage and on the federal and state marketplaces. Not enough young, healthy people on the exchange. The Obama administration acknowledged ACA premiums will increase next year by an average of 25%.
They know that's not true. It's much more. You're going to have 60, 70, 80, 90%.
Republican Donald Trump wants to repeal and replace Obamacare.
And Hillary Clinton wants to keep it.
I want very much to save what works and is good about the Affordable Care Act. But we've got to get costs down. We've got to provide some additional help to small businesses so that they can afford to provide health insurance.
But independent Evan McMullen says Obamacare must be replaced with a pro-market approach to insurance.
We have got to make sure that we are erring on the side of competitiveness, not crony capitalism. That's better for Americans across the socioeconomic spectrum. It's better for our country. It's better for our healthcare system, our economy.
We've watched the agony of Syrians fleeing the chaos in their homeland, like refugee Sumaya Akdru.
It was very bad, but we
try to stay there, we can't stay there because of problems and the war.
And then we have frustrated immigrants like Juan Garcia seeking the American dream.
We just want to be part of this country, and it's so sad that people don't support us.
But then we have Americans who say... citing national security and economic concerns.
Republicans, this is your chance to help millions of families and show that your party, the party of Lincoln, is better than Donald Trump.
We have to have strong borders. We have to keep the drugs out of our country. We're getting the drugs, they're getting the cash.
We are a country of refugees and of immigrants, and it has made us strong. People from around the world believe they can come and find liberty.
We're going to end family detention, close private detention facilities, and stop the raids and roundups.
Instead of providing free health care and jobs to refugees, we should rebuild our inner cities and help struggling Americans.
We need to do better coordinating efforts within the U.S. government. We have one agency doing one thing and another doing another thing.
If you hit the campaign events, some people would say appointing the right kind of justices to the Supreme Court is actually one of the most important parts of this year's presidential race.
Those Supreme Court nominees don't change our country for 20 or 30 years. They change our nation forever.
Whoever is elected president not only nominates people to the Supreme Court, they get 3,000 political jobs.
Donald Trump recently told Fox News that losing the state of Utah would be devastating to the Republican Party, if only just because conservatives would lose the opportunity to appoint justices to the high court.
That means we're probably going to lose the Supreme Court of the United States for 60 years.
Earlier in the year, Hillary Clinton went on the Jimmy Kimmel Show, lashing out against the Senate for not giving President Obama's most recent Supreme Court nominee a chance.
Opposition to even meeting with and considering the president's nominee for the Supreme Court, that to me is just beyond partisanship.
If you saw him on the street, you wouldn't expect that people like Freeman Stevenson, a tall, lanky, eyeglass-wearing journalism grad from Saratoga Springs, had been involved in any kind of fight, let alone battles in Syria with the likes of ISIS. Stevenson was a volunteer with the Kurdish People's Protection Units, or YPG.
Bad men only win when good men do nothing. And I'm not saying I'm a good guy, but I try.
There were many reasons why he volunteered.
The simplified version of it is there was no excuse for me not to.
The YPG uses social media to recruit people from around the world. And even though the U.S. State Department and other governments strongly discourage it, people go.
Scotland, UK, Iran.
Tyler Lagomarsino has photos of many who fought alongside him.
I studied the Civil War since it started in 2011.
The Logan area man who for medical reasons couldn't join the military left his wife and 9-year-old child to volunteer.
She was just like, I can't believe you're doing this. What about us? And I said, well, you know, I left a little money in the bank. You know, that should get you through a good, I thought it would be about 8 months.
He believes of all the groups fighting in the complex Middle East, the Kurdish YPG are the good guys.
I was happy that I could be there and show them that they have support from the outside world.
Porter Goodman, a former soldier, EMT, returned LDS missionary and student from Orem, agrees. He spent months chatting with fighters online before deciding to go.
There are definitely people who seem more strongly motivated by, you know, wanting to shoot at somebody, right? And there's people who seem more motivated by just wanting to protect people from the horrible things they're seeing ISIS do to people.
Babies born addicted to opioids have jumped around the nation and here in Utah. Health Quality Improvement Director Julia Johnson says Utah's percentage quintupled over the last 10 years.
This year, we've just put some variables on the Utah birth certificate that hopefully are going to allow us to be able to look at illicit drug use, opioids, which are heroin and opium, versus prescription drugs like Percocets and Vicodins and those types of things. But historically, they've kind of been lumped together. And I think the main reason for their increase is the increase in the prescription of prescription opioid drugs.
Johnson says doctors should not be completely blamed.
Doctors are definitely trying to help, whether these are they're prescribing drugs for chronic pain that women experienced before they became pregnant, or whether it's pain that they're experiencing during pregnancy. You know, there's a lot of different symptoms. prescribing doctors just has to be really careful about who they're prescribing to make sure that they are screening women on their intention to become pregnant, especially if they're women within their childbearing years.
911, what is the address of your emergency?
The airplane just went down.
The pilot knew something was wrong the second he took off from the South Valley Regional Airport on Sunday, August 10th of 2014 with his wife and daughter. He never made it more than about 100 feet off of the ground. Kirby Crump was watching from the cab of his truck. The plane was moving slow, hanging in the air. Then it rolled over on one side before dropping from sight behind a building. Crump ran the red light at 7800 South, racing to the huge soccer complex just to the south of the runway. That is where he first talked to 911.
I need to help him get these guys out. This plane's burning.
Another driver wearing an Army National Guard uniform showed up at the exact same time. Crump and Staff Sergeant Robert Kelly went about rescuing the badly injured family from the plane, but the unconscious pilot was pinned.
They've got two out now. But we've got one guy that's really trapped bad up against the two poles.
I guess you might say I'm not going to let the plane win at this moment.
Crump took me to the crash site a year later, describing the feeling of the heat on his face as he wrestled to pull the pilot free.
It becomes a situation where you're just not going to leave him. You're just going to stay there.
But Sergeant Kelly had his back.
If that flame comes boiling around there, he's going to pull me off that wing and we're going to have to leave Steve there.
All three did escape moments before fire consumed the plane. Crump avoided the limelight that day, telling police Kelly did most of the work.
I just kind of slipped backwards, and so I was never really sure how Carnegie really tracked me down.
But West Jordan Police Sergeant Dan Roberts says Crump deserves that and more for what he did.
It restores your faith in humanity that people are basically good.
Elections officials say Washington County, still using traditional voting, not vote by mail, but the machines had a problem which required the memory cards to be reprogrammed. State elections director Mark Thomas says they used paper ballots until the problem was fixed, and there are teams of people keeping their eye on how the elections are running.
Each of the counties have their individual teams as well. Salt Lake County will get as high as 100, 150 people to help out on election day.
Thomas says there will be another rush of voters after work hours and before the polls close, so he says people should fill out their mail-in ballots and avoid the lines, just drop them off at the polling centers.
The longest lines were people heading to vote before work, and they gave various answers as to why they came in person instead of sending their ballot back in Salt Lake County.
It was a little late on the mail-in ballot.
Mine disappeared. It went in a special spot, and it's so special I couldn't find it.
And then others just couldn't decide in time.
And I'd like to wait right till the last minute to see if there are any changes. I might have changed my mind yesterday. You don't know that.
And some honestly just like voting in person better.
I chose to come in person.
I like to push those buttons myself. It just feels like the right thing to do.
Are you just glad that this election is over?
Hallelujah. That's all I have to say.
That sentiment pervaded this 200 deep line at West Valley's Hunter Library.
Seems like a year now, just nothing but negative, negative, negative.
Some voters never got a mail-in ballot. Those who did struggled to decide how to fill it out.
No matter what the outcome, there's going to be people who are angry and saying that it's not valid and it's just going to be a mess.
But even with a negative election, voters still showed up.
It's our right, and we have to exercise our rights.
A poll worker came out with a Kevlar ballot box and collected completed mail-in ballots. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
More reporters and partygoers so far, but that will definitely change as the night goes on. One person who is here is Chinese immigrant Lindsay Liu, who is participating in her very first election.
I saw so many Chinese people around the country stand up and vote for Trump, and it's really touched my heart. I saw so many of them. They love this country.
Tonight, it's Your Voice, Your Vote 2016. Live election coverage on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Drew Steele along with Doug Wright and Jay McFarlane in studio KSL News Radio. Your election coverage tonight, as my head is spinning, gentlemen.
By the way, Palm Beach is in at 83% now. So that's significant. They did not get the votes out of Palm Beach County that they thought that they were going to.
People are filling into the main ballroom here at the downtown Sheraton. Notably missing, though, is the candidates themselves. Vice Chair of the Utah Democratic Party, Breanne Miller, says they're still hard at work.
Our candidates, you know, can't waste a minute. They're out making calls. They're out making sure that voters are waiting in lines until they actually get to vote to make sure that their voices are heard.
She says this election has helped the state party by having more attention on the Beehive State.
At the KSL Elections Desk, I'm Mark Chu. KSL News Time is 7:44.
blue on the edge, red in the middle, with some key states to go. A very simple summary of the projected wins in the presidential race so far between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton.
With the traditional political playbook, you craft your message, and what Donald Trump did is just throw that out and says, look, I'm just going to speak the truth, be it politically incorrect or not. And I think that is what was appealing to so many voters who have kind of checked out of the system.
Kristen Taylor says she voted for McMullen back in October as soon as she could. She thinks he has a chance here in Utah.
I think it's likely. I'm optimistic.
As for the rest of the nation,
my fingers are crossed.
Well, I want to share this. This is a big one. CNN now projecting Donald Trump will win Ohio.
Wow.
And Ohio's been that state where whichever way they go...
It goes.
But they were saying this was a year that Hillary could shift that. But that is significant. Ohio being now given to Donald Trump.
It's interesting to see the market react this way.
Yeah, the market has been building in over this past week a Clinton win. And a Trump win in the long run might be just fine. Yeah. But in the short run, it's a problem. This is a little bit like Brexit. Immediately, the markets went significantly down, over 5%. But in the long run, things seem to settle out and work themselves out. A shock to the system like this, if he does in fact win, will take some time to unwind. It'll take a few days.
Frankly, I said that we would be able to hold both the House and the Senate. I've worked my butt off to make sure that we have enough money for our senators and been all over the country helping them. Just wound up in Nevada and Arizona last weekend. So, yeah, I felt like we were going to do okay, but who knows? You know, this is such a trying time.
We need a new conservative movement in this country. If the election continues in the direction that it seems to be headed now, and that Donald Trump will be our next president, the Republican Party can no longer be considered the home for conservatives.
The best Hillary Clinton could do at this point is tie, and even that seems as though it is a remote possibility at this point. It now appears that Donald Trump has a clear path to over 300 electoral votes.
This is John Podesta, who is speaking right now.
Thank you. Well, folks, I know you've been here a long time, and it's been a long night, and it's been a long campaign. But I could say we can wait a little longer, can't we?
Hillary Clinton apparently has called Donald Trump to concede the election.
I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton. She congratulated us, it's about us, on our victory. And I congratulated her and her family on a very, very hard-fought campaign. I mean, she fought very hard. Hillary has worked very long and very hard over a long period of time, and we owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. I mean that very sincerely. Now it's time for America to bind the wounds of division. We have to get together. To all Republicans and Democrats and independents across this nation, I say it is time for us to come together as one united people. It's time.
The KSL 7 o'clock report begins now.
Good morning. It is 7 o'clock on this special edition of Utah's Morning News. I'm Brian Martin.
And I'm Amanda Dixon.
KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report, President-elect Trump has received phone calls from Hillary Clinton and President Obama congratulating him on his victory.
We will seek common ground, not hostility. partnership, not conflict.
Clinton's electoral firewall fell apart in the Rust Belt, which swung the election.
Your voice, your vote, 2016, with live election updates every 15 minutes on KSL. Our live team coverage of Trump's victory begins with ABC's Alex Stone, who is covering the Trump campaign in New York.
It was almost 3 o'clock in the morning, New York time, when Trump took the stage to say he had just received a concession call from Hillary Clinton.
Sorry to keep you waiting. Complicated business. Complicated.
Trump telling his opponents he will reach out for guidance. He has promised to repeal Obamacare, revoke America's nuclear agreement with Iran, and rewrite trade deals with countries including Mexico. Alex Stone, ABC News, New York.
Trump delivered his victory speech after he got a call from Clinton conceding the election, but we're still waiting for her to speak publicly. Around 2 o'clock last night, Clinton campaign co-chair John Podesta told supporters to go home.
Good night. We will be back. We'll have more to say. Let's get those votes counted, and let's bring this home. Thank you so much for all of you have done. You are in all of our hearts. Thank you.
Clinton is now expected to speak a little bit later this morning. It was 7:30. It's now been moved to 8:30 our time. And we will carry those comments live right here on Utah's Morning News.
The simplest explanation for why Clinton didn't win, as the polls were showing, is turnout. In the end, Democrats simply did not get out and vote for Clinton. ABC political consultant Matthew Dowd breaks it down.
Right now, Donald Trump has less votes than John McCain did when he lost to Barack Obama in 2008, and Mitt Romney did when he lost to Barack Obama in 2012. And one of the things I looked at, for all of the work that everybody did, there was about 3 to 4 million Democrats that did not show up and vote yesterday in the course of this election. This election will have the lowest turnout, percentage-wise, in 20 years.
This morning, Donald Trump is sitting at a little over 59 million votes. Mitt Romney had closer to 61 million, and McCain was closer to 60 million.
Well, reaction to Trump's win is all over the map. KSL's top national stories this hour. Here's Simone Cycli, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Brian, Trump supporters, of course, ecstatic. Democrats left wondering what happened.
What was it? Was it this? Was it that? I certainly never expected to be having those type of conversations when we came in here tonight.
As the news settled that Donald Trump had exceeded all expectations, a few protests began cropping up. We saw them in San Francisco, in Washington, D.C., outside of the White House, and in Portland.
Oh, Donald Trump is causing this violence. That's all he's doing.
Russian President Vladimir Putin weighs in with the international reaction, one of the first international leaders to congratulate Mr. Trump.
Saying in a statement that he hopes to, quote, restore Russian-American relations from their state of crisis. This came after the state Duma, the lower house of parliament, broke into applause Wednesday morning upon hearing that Hillary Clinton had conceded.
ABC's Alex Marquardt, and speaking for the European community, European Parliament President Martin Schulz on Mr. Trump's win.
We have common interests and common responsibilities, and my hope is that we, in a fruitful cooperation, in an in-depth cooperation, as it was the case until today, we'll also tackle these challenges together.
Cooperation, the key word there. Reporting live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Simone Cycli, KSL News Radio.
Trading resumes on Wall Street in less than 30 minutes, and it looks like it will be a rough open. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour joins us live with more. Peter?
Amanda, Dow Jones, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down anywhere from 1.5% to 2% right now, but they were far lower when Donald Trump was about to win the presidency last night. Financial planner Shane Stewart expects more volatility for weeks now that Trump has won.
A Trump win was a surprise. It was a little bit of a shock to the system. Markets don't like surprise. They like status quo. Hillary Clinton winning would have been status quo, a Democrat in the White House.
Stewart says Clinton had stronger ties and has accepted more donations from Wall Street, and he adds long-term, the markets are nonpartisan and self-correcting, so don't panic with your investments. Live, Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
And we will carry the market opening live from New York coming up in 26 minutes.
In the end, Donald Trump took Utah rather easily, and independent conservative Evan McMullen ended up in third place. The latest results show Trump getting nearly 47% of the vote here in Utah, followed by Hillary Clinton with nearly 28%, and then McMullen in third with about 21%.
Utah voters also decided the future of two school districts. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live on the scene at West Jordan Middle School to continue our live team coverage of the election. Mary?
Amanda, gratitude here at West Jordan Middle School, which will now be rebuilt because the bond passed.
And it's got a lot of structural and mechanical problems, and we think it's going to be great for these students to have a building that is as good as the other buildings in our district.
Jordan School Board President Susan Pulsifer says they'll hit the ground running today on bids for construction. Gratitude as well in the Alpine School District for their bond passing. They'll use the money first on a new high school in Eagle Mountain. Live on the scene, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report, and here's Andy.
Well, looking at I-15, we've already got slowdowns in between Draper and Sandy. Our usual delay is settled in, seeing some southbound I-15 in Kaysville. A crash, it's a rollover, and oftentimes that means huge delays right now. It just means a car in the dirt and some emergency vehicles right next to it. Not seeing any delays yet transitioning from northbound 215 onto the I-80 Redwood Road interchange over on the west side of Salt Lake. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The Doug Wright Show coming up in exactly 2 hours. Last time on Doug's show.
Here's my pledge. I will do whatever I can to support whoever is the next president of the United States of America. I will critique the things that I think are wrong. I will anxiously engage to support whoever the president is in the good things that they are trying to accomplish.
That's Doug Wright, 2 hours from now. Back to the 7 o'clock report. 22 minutes of the most important news, commercial-free, on KSL News Radio. Trump, in-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
All right, we're joined now by Kirk Jowers, the former director of the Hinckley Institute of Politics. How in the world did Donald Trump win this election yesterday, Kirk?
I don't know. I swear this is a dream, and it's just deja vu being back with you.
Right. 24 hours later, right?
It feels like it's election day, and I should be telling you, watch out for the long lines. It's not going to go as smoothly as you would think. Clinton's probably going to win this thing. That blue wall is just impenetrable.
The blue wall didn't hold.
What's that?
The blue wall did not hold.
The blue wall did not hold. And the craziest thing, two very crazy things, as you know, a state that really watched the Mitt Romney race, is Trump got a bigger share of the Latino vote. So Trump said, you know, murderers, rapists, stuff like that, good enough to get 2 points more. And Mitt picked Paul Ryan, Wisconsin's favorite son, in order to break that uh-huh. blue wall of Obama.
Didn't work.
But Trump, no problem.
It's just amazing. Are you surprised at all by McMullen's performance here in the state of Utah? I mean, he came in third place, so I don't know if that's good or bad, depending on who you are, right?
Thought he'd do better, or some people thought he'd do better.
Yeah, maybe at least second place, right?
He had such a roller coaster. At first, when he first jumped in, I said here it was not a long shot; it was a no shot, and mm-hmm. a throw at the basket after the buzzer. So, and then he had some gifts. He had the gift of presidential candidate Johnson not being able to say Aleppo or Merkel or Netanyahu. And then the big gift, of course, was the Access Hollywood, which got Utah really upset, a lot of the country. And so you saw him really surge. But then once it started coming home to Trump a little bit, it looked like there was a very small chance. I think everyone started reevaluating this protest vote. And frankly, they looked harder at McMullen. That was always my biggest problem with the McMullen candidacy, is vetting is important. We need time for your shows to look at him. And all of a sudden you say, has he ever managed more than three mm-hmm. people? I mean, mm-hmm. he seems like a nice enough guy. CIA is admirable. But is he really the guy we want in charge of this country?
Do you have hope for a Trump presidency?
Oh, you always have the good questions.
his victory speech last night, he started to use the correct words. It's what we've been talking about this morning, how we need to heal the wounds. We need to come together and unify as a country. Perhaps we need to hear a lot more of that from Donald Trump.
We need to hear a lot more of that. Of course, we have to have hope. And, you know, I've actually been praying the last few weeks that whoever wins as president, thinking it would be Hillary, that we don't immediately say we're going to impeach her, and we don't immediately want to destroy her, because she's going to be our president and we need to get behind her. So I hope those prayers go, I never said the name. I said whoever's elected president. Yeah. But we need to get behind this person. He does have a bit of a mandate with what he did and the coattails. It's a remarkable, remarkable victory. And I can just hope that now that he is in charge, any of those insecurities that seem to create certain lashouts will dissipate a bit, and he'll be he'll be something good for America.
We'll talk more over the coming weeks and months. Kirk, thank you.
Thank you.
Jowers, former director of the Hinckley Institute of Politics.
KSL News Time now, 7:09. Another check of triple team traffic on this Wednesday morning. What are you seeing, Andy?
Northbound 15, heavy and slow between Draper and Sandy. Typical delay, but not much out of the ordinary yet. Crash on the ramp from northbound 215 to I-80 and Redwood Road on the west side of Salt Lake. That is still there, but not causing any delay. Northbound Bangor, or some slowing between 24 and 2100 south from an earlier crash. Eric?
In Utah County, no problems as you head northbound from Provo to Point of the Mountain. That's 20 minutes from University Avenue up to the point. For the city streets, a little bit busier now on 800 North in Orem as you approach I-15. Heather?
The city streets in Ogden, Roy, and Clearfield are getting pretty busy right now, especially around Hill Air Force Base. Southbound I-15, your slowest stretch will be between Layton Parkway through the Kaysville Ponds, and after that, speeds pick up, but it's still pretty heavy the rest of the way into Salt Lake City. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Triple team traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And Grant is back with the hourly forecast on the 7 o'clock report.
It's a mild start to the day. Again, we get the clear skies at 7. Temperatures 42 degrees up to 61 at noon. Mostly sunny skies and hazy. Hazy sunshine at 4, 65. Back down to 53 at 7 p.m. in clear skies. It's your hourly forecast. Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, downtown Salt Lake City, we've got a little bit of sunshine while we're waiting for it to come up, but clear skies and 45 degrees.
Coming up in a few minutes, we'll hear more from Kellyanne Conway, who was Donald Trump's campaign manager, on the all-important topic of the Supreme Court. More just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Right now, let's go in depth on one of our top national stories. Here again, Simone Cicely at the KSL National News Desk.
Brian and Amanda, outside of the presidential election, several states further cemented the idea that marijuana should be legalized for those that want to use it recreationally. Today, there are three more states where voters have approved legalizing pot: California, Massachusetts, and Nevada. Voters in Arizona gave their similar measure a thumbs down. Beyond recreational use, it is the medical side of this marijuana issue. And voters in Florida, North Dakota, and Arkansas have approved medical marijuana initiatives. A member of the Drug Policy Alliance told the Washington Post, quote, "With California's leadership, the end of marijuana prohibition nationally is fast approaching." Again, that's an advocate's position. Simone Cicely, KSL News Radio.
Utah's governor has won another 4 years in office, and he's just one of several incumbents who cruise to easy re-election wins in Utah. Governor Gary Herbert says he'll focus on bringing economic help to places off the Wasatch Front.
Part of the problems in our rural areas, which have, some of the changes of the marketplace, there's not as much agriculture, our extraction industries, our energy.
An official return show Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes, Auditor John Dungal, and Treasurer David Damshin all a secured re-election.
The road to the White House may have left a lot of bruised and battered people within the GOP that in itself was pretty divided over the candidate Donald Trump. But Utah's GOP Chairman James Evans says, in his opinion, there's nothing to heal.
I guess I'm trying to figure out what this healing issue we're talking about now. We had elected officials that had different opinions. That's what we do. But the point is that we respect our differences, but a decision was made tonight, and we will move forward.
Evan says the focus should now be on governing rather than past politics.
The last ballots were cast more than 4 hours after the polls closed at one West Valley location.
When the polls officially closed at 8 o'clock last night, there were between 450 and 500 people waiting in line at the Hunter Library. Mike was among them.
I got here about 6, and the line was a lot shorter, and I thought, well, maybe if I waited out a little bit, it'll get shorter, and it actually just ended up getting a lot longer.
Sometime after 11, a group of people brought food, drinks, and music to those waiting at the library, and even though it was very late, there was a bit of a party atmosphere. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
Trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report, investors are anxiously awaiting the open of Wall Street, where all futures are sharply down ahead of the opening bell coming up at 7:30 our time.
And we'll have that for you live here on KSL News Radio. Many people are talking about CNN contributor Van Jones. We just played part of what he said last night, including calling the election, quote, and this has been very controversial, a white lash against a changing country.
And it appears the Canadian website dedicated to that country's immigration laws and procedures crashed overnight, presumably from Americans checking it out.
Can you believe
that? Everybody's going
that
to Canada,
funny?
Apparently.
The latest from ABC in 1 minute.
There's something about actually hearing it. President-elect Donald Trump. There's something about seeing it in the headlines. Donald Trump, the 45th president. Your chance to react to the election of 2016 coming up on today's Doug Wright Show.
KSL News Time 7:15. It's the 7 o'clock report. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Utah voters got in line at the last second and were voting until midnight, confused or insistent enough to vote in person instead of by mail. I'm KSL News Radio's Peter Sayre. say more.
Second, Donald Trump carried Utah by a comfortable margin, winning about 47% of the vote here, followed by Hillary Clinton with 28% and Evan McMullen with 21%.
Third, a check of your Wednesday morning drive.
I-15 heavy and slow, Draper into Sandy, then you're at the full speed limit the rest of the way to downtown. We've got some slowing in Davis County right now, centered in Kaysville going into Farmington, and some slowing on Bangor Highway just before the 201 freeway. A little bit of backup now in Lake Point as well, SR36. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hazy sunshine today, high temperature 65. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 45 downtown.
KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. About an hour and a half from now, Hillary Clinton will step up to a podium and deliver a speech. Well, not with the podium that was prepared last night, and it is not the speech she had wanted to give.
Hillary Clinton will speak to staff and supporters in Midtown Manhattan, just blocks from the convention center she declined to visit last night and concede in public. Instead, she offered a phone call to President-elect Trump. President Obama made his own call. He'll make a statement today and meet with his successor tomorrow.
ABC's Brad Milkey, who was alongside me covering Hillary Clinton's campaign last night in New York City. Clinton supporters were stunned watching the results come in, but Donald Trump's campaign manager Kellyanne Conway has more on when they finally knew that Trump had won.
I think it was when it was clear that we were able to protect our core four, Ohio, Iowa, Florida, and North Carolina.
How did Trump do it? It was a mix of low turnout among Democrats and mixed demographic results. Trump did well among men. He had mixed results with women, but overperformed what Romney did in 2012. He saw big boosts in rural areas. The biggest problem, though, for Democrats in the battleground states, low turnout.
ABC's Alex Stone, who was at Donald Trump's election night party in New York. Now, the markets, they started dropping even before the election was officially called for Donald Trump, and futures remain down. ABC News Chief Business and Economics Correspondent Rebecca Jarvis is on Wall Street.
From the minute Donald Trump appeared to be pulling ahead in the polls, in particular in the state of Florida, you started to see this precipitous sell-off in futures. The Dow futures at one point were down as many as 850 points, and if they had held on to those losses, it would have been one of the worst days for stocks on a point basis since the Great Recession.
China's president says he looks forward to working with Donald Trump, and the Taliban says it expects the president-elect to withdraw all U.S. forces from Afghanistan as soon as he takes office. You're listening to ABC News.
President-elect Trump. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Well, Donald Trump has a lot of decisions to make about his staff now that he is president-elect.
Trump's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, was also asked by George Stephanopoulos about Supreme Court nominees.
Mr. Trump has been very public about who is on that list. He's also committed to elevating somebody who's already on that list as his Supreme Court justice. But I think what's really important is that he's given a job description as to what he feels a Supreme Court justice should be and should do. It should be somebody who adheres very closely to the Constitution, doesn't make up the law as they go along, doesn't have a political agenda. So the 19 or so men and women that he's put forth certainly fit that description. And we look forward to filling that Supreme Court vacancy, and probably some experts expect maybe one or two others during his first term.
Final question. Was this victory even more sweeping than you dreamed of?
It is, George, because it's real. I mean, we saw it coming for a few weeks. I know I've talked on air on ABC and elsewhere that we just modeled the electorate differently and saw some things a little bit differently. It's really sweet because I've been to these rallies with Mr. Trump, and you can't help but be moved by the people who stand in line for 4 or 5 hours just to be there to show their support. And to share his vision and his values for the future.
A lot of people did not see this coming.
No,
I mean, a lot of the
she's
polls,
right.
I think there's a lot of people who were saying, whoa, that was a lot bigger than anybody, I think, was, you know, expecting, including people within the Donald Trump campaign.
Well, I think she's right. She saw and he saw things differently than many people saw.
And now they're waking up with quite a to-do list, aren't
yes,
they?
Yes, indeed.
They've got to get to work. They got some stuff to do, repeal and replace Obamacare, which wasn't even one of Donald Trump's real main running points.
Well, but he said that's one of the first things he's going to do.
It turned into it over the past 2 weeks or so, didn't it? So it'll be interesting to see what happens first, right? The In-Depth at 15 and 45.
719, Triple Team Traffic, and back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, northbound I-15's got slowing, but not as bad as yesterday. However, you do have some stop and go between 123rd and 106th South. Not surprising. 215's West Belt, a little bit slow right before the transition to Redwood Road and I-80. Over on the west side, there's a rollover crash. Tow truck now on the scene, but they've managed to work on it without ever actually blocking any traffic. Eric Butler.
A couple more spots of northbound slowing. Bangor Highway as you approach the 201. And then we've also got over on the east belt, because of construction, your usual northbound slowing is heading out of Cottonwood Heights into Holiday. Down in Utah County, no problems on I-15. Heather?
If you're on southbound I-15, you will see some brake lights right around Layton Parkway, and they extend all the way to the Kaysville Ponds. After that, speeds pick up for a while, but then you're getting into some very heavy traffic between Centerville and downtown Salt Lake. Legacy Parkway is still a great option for you, and the city streets are getting busy, but not huge congestion at this time. Don't miss the hilarious holiday treat the whole family will love. Nutcracker Men in Tights, playing November 10th through December 31st at Desert Star Playhouse. Get tickets online at desertstarplayhouse.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the Nines. Grant is back live in studio, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington, and that KSL 7-day family forecast. Looks really nice for the family, doesn't it?
Did you expect any changes in the forecast?
Perhaps not.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people are saying, well, you know, it's about time, right? But no, the warm stretch continues here. 65 yesterday, again today. Lots of sunshine, a little bit hazy. The moderately unhealthy air quality by afternoon, but the air quality is still good this morning. Again, 65 sunshine, 65 tomorrow. Friday, 64, mostly sunny skies and hazy. Trend continues through the weekend. We're in the mid-60s on Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny skies. And more of the same early next week, 63 on Monday, mostly sunny. Tuesday, we actually warm into the mid-60s again as the south winds make it even warmer. Warm stretch of days and sunshine all the way into the next 7 days.
I'm a little worried about the snowpack,
yes,
Grant, because, I mean, it's getting on to be close to ski season.
You know, that's warranted. You know, a lot of folks are wondering that. We have had seasons, though, in the past where we've had a dry stretch of weather in the early season, and then boom, just like that, it changes. The same thing can happen again today. There is a little glimmer of hope here. I looked at the long range, and a couple of the longer range models are suggesting we finally get some colder changes here in a little over a week's time, where we may finally see some storms moving in. I don't get too excited yet. It's a little over 7 days, but that's what the models are saying. So there's hope. And certainly, again, we've seen in the past, we've had dry starts to the season, and then it changes, and we've wound up with above average snowpacks in seasons like that before. So there's still hope.
Okay.
There's still hope.
Very good.
We're hanging on.
We're hanging on.
Hanging on for hope.
All right, now downtown, it's 45 degrees.
I want to remind you really quickly, in about 8 minutes or so, we're going to go live to New York City, maybe 7 minutes, and get the very latest on the opening bell on Wall Street after the Dow futures dropped about 600 plus points last night as a result of the election. We'll check futures for you coming up here in just a minute.
And we've made up a lot of ground,
yeah.
So that's a good thing. I mean, we're still down about 200 or so. But
better than six.
So it'll be good to go back to Wall Street and see where we are here at the opening bell. It could be a wild ride for the first few minutes of trading, and maybe throughout the day.
Right.
It was wild all over the world.
Crazy.
When Donald Trump first looked like he was going to be taking office, I mean, that Nikkei and everything went crazy.
Oh, yeah, the peso started to fall in Mexico.
Indeed.
So, yeah, we'll check your money coming up right after this. KSL News Time now, 7:23. It's time for Zions Bank Speaking on Business with Chris Redgrave.